Monday morning. William Dalrymple. That's it. That's the guy I've been listening to. I've been watching him being interviewed by a woman whose name I forget. And he and herself, I think, the two of them, produce the Empire podcast. And he's just extraordinary. This is a guy who is quite fat. I don't know how tall he is, but he certainly doesn't have one of these svelte figures. He really looks a bit bumptious. Although I'm probably mixing metaphors, maybe I should say that he sounds a bit bumptious. But my goodness, what a brain. Now, whether he's speaking accurately or not, the story I've been listening to about India, and, I suppose China and the Mughals and the Persians and all of that, you know, would just cause my brain to be like a balloon that's being blown up and blown up and blown up. And at some stage, it's going to explode. And how this man is able to coherently respond to every new stimulus, every time the interviewer says, you know, can you tell us a little more about this? Without hesitation, repetition or deviation, he launches off into another story. Now, I am so uneducated, so ignorant, that they could all be porky pies, all codswallop. But it's a tour de force, and I have been glued to it for well over an hour. I have only had one cup of tea. It's a Monday morning. I've abandoned the idea of going for a mental health walk because I've been gripped. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, how on earth am I going to get into the week? That was I thinking, look, I haven't recorded and posted anything from yesterday, so I'm feeling a bit awkward. In other words, almost like out of practice at talking about something. But I've been hooked, line and sinkered. My knowledge about partition in India comes from a very small number of sources, and knowledge wouldn't be the right word. My knowledge about the relationship between India and China could be written on the back of a postage stamp. In other words, I know nothing, really nothing. How one country has influenced the other and vice versa. And even to what extent India was a country or China was a country, I'd have to pass if I was on a pub quiz team. Yes, so I have literally seconds before I started to record this, finished listening to William Dalrymple. Now, he's praised a book called Enemy and Neighbor, or else Enemies and Neighbors, as the most balanced book about the relations between Palestinians and about Palestine, let me call it that way. Israel, Palestine, all of that, enemy and neighbor. And I'm thinking, right, I gotta stop being ignorant. I have strong feelings about Israeli government, military, massacring Palestinians. But I don't know enough about the history going way back. I don't even know why the Balfour Declaration was made. What pressurized the British Empire minister to declare that there would be a Jewish state in Palestine? I don't know. Should I know? Well, I think I should know. And even then, leaving out the should, I'd like to know. There we are. There are so many things, of course, that you'd like to know, I'd like to know, we'd like to know. Everybody, if asked the question, where would you like to know more about? Which bit of world history or culture or international relations would you like to know more about? For me, so far this year, it has been such a mixture. Japan, Palestine, Indigenous peoples. I don't know. There we are. I need to calm down. Probably have a second cup of tea. And then go and shave. Have a great week.